sit here, you'll be better.
Sorry?
Oh, someone sits here.
It's fine, it's okay.
No problem. Parshas Chayesoro Beis Tfilo Tovshin Ein Zayin. We meet Rivka seeing Yitzchok. They meet by chance. Says the Pasuk in Perichov Dalad Pasuk Samet Beis. Ve Yitzchok bo mi boi be'er lechai roi vu yoshev be'eretz hanegev. Yitzchok was coming. He wasn't at home. He'd been away. He was coming from the be'er lechai roi. He actually lives in Eretz Hanegev, but he wasn't at home. He was at the be'er lechai roi. And the Yetzer Yitzchok Lasor Basote, and it happened to be, it's all by chance. He goes out to Davon, and they meet, and Rivka sees him. And they go home together, and Yitzchok brings her home. Where was Yitzchok coming from? What was he doing? Was he hiking? Was he extinguishing the fires? Various explanations. Targum Yonason says he was coming from the base Shem Ve'iver, who's learning there. Well, Kodesh Baruch Hu was there, the Roi, the one who sees but is not to be seen. Coming from Shem Ve'iver. The Ramban, the Sforno learn, who's coming from the Be'er Lechai Roi. They're coming from where Hagar, in Parshas Lech Lecha, when she was thrown out. And she ran away and she met the Malach. Says over there, she called the place Be'er Lechai Roi. Yitzchok was hanging around over there. Why? Because his dusha was there. Mokim Etfilo was the scapel. Mokim the Malach was to be seen. Malach was there. There's dusha. The common denominator, the Yitzchok was coming back from Avodas Hashem, either from Yeshiva or from Davening. At a place that was Kodesh, because there'd been a Gilui Elokim over there, was coming back home. Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam, the Rambam's son, on his perush to the Chumash, has a comment. What is the Torah teaching me? It sounds very romantic. Rivka comes, she sees the chosen, she falls off the camel. Why is the Torah telling these fairy tales? What's the message? What do we need it for? Says Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam, Pachad Pchodim. I'm speaking to myself. I'm not holding what he's saying. B'chlau. Hope I'll be influenced. Zog Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam. Today, lo dia le bali atoyro. Do you know why Yitzchok brought Rivka home? Why spend time with her? Because he was coming back from the avodah. He was returning home. He was returning from his avodah Hashem. But were he to meet her on the way to the avodah, he wouldn't have come back. The reason why he spent time with her and brought her into his home, because he was coming back. But were to be on the way to the Avodah, to say, Entschuldigt, I'm sorry. I'm busy, you have to wait. I have my kvius, I have my commitment, my avodas Hashem. Miss Rivka, wait till I come back. That's the message that they're teaching us. Since Yitzhak was coming back, he was returning. No, he took Rivka in. But were he to have been there, he wouldn't have come back. Were he have been going there, he would have told, you have to wait, I'm sorry. I'm busy, I'm already committed. Moshe Ma Dova Doime. On the 20th of January, the forthcoming 20th of January, there's an American called Trump. What's he going to be doing next on the 20th of January? Where's he going to go to? Huh? I'm not American, you know. What's he doing on the 20th of January? He's on the way to the White House. What's it called? Inauguration. He's going, right? Can you imagine if his wife says, Trump, Donald, let's celebrate. Spend time at home. Hang around. Give me a speech. What's he going to tell her? Entschuldigung, I'm busy, I'm sorry. I have an appointment, it's my biggest day of my life. I have 1 trillion people watching me. You get it? I'm not stopping. On the way back, I'll spend time. We'll make a l'chaim when I come back. On the way there, forget it. When Yitzhak Avinu, he had his commitment, his avodas Hashem. He also had a meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sorry. You have to wait. Everything has its time, has its schedule. It's a message. It says, this is what the Torah is telling us. It's the message for the Baal HaTorah, how to treat the commitment to Torah. I want to share with you what I saw in the Sefer of Moshe Shmuel Shapira. Moshe Shmuel Shapira was the Rosh Yeshiva of Be'er Yaakov. He himself learned in the Mir, the Talmud of Biskarov, learned in the Mir in Europe. And I'm going to repeat what he says. Again, Haravai Abi Mushpa. It's not our Dalga, but we can still get. It can still try and bring it home in our world. First of all, he says, he reminds us of the story of the Chofetz Chaim and Rabbi Chonon, we spoke about last week. Rabbi Chonon was learning in the Chofetz Chaim's Koidel. The Chofetz Chaim started the first Koidel Kochim. Rabbi Chonon was learning Chavrusa in Radin with the Ponovitcher Rav. And came a telegram saying, Mazel Tov, you had your child, Reb Simcha. Reb Simcha was born. Very nice. He continued to learn. When he came on the eighth day of the Chonon, the day of the Bris, he wanted to know, he asked the Chofetz Chaim, should I travel to Branovich? It's a 3-hour journey from Radin to go for the Bris. Ask the Chofetz Chaim, Du bist a Moyel? What are you? You're a Moyel? If you're a Moyel, Mitzvah Sa'av, Lomuz Gnoi. It's your Mitzvah. Mitzvah Vayesim Mishluchai. No, Vashtetzach, you should go. If you're not a Moyel, what are you going for? To celebrate. You have a meal. You have a Chavrusa. You have your commitment. So send a telegram to your wife, ask her if she doesn't mind. He wasn't there. Again, it's not our level. You don't go home for your prayers, you're in big trouble. Forget it. That's not our darga. But we could take it home to our, to when we, the time we have, we should get musogim. What does the commitment mean? Says Moshe Shmuel, I remember when I learned in the Mir in Poland, the Bokrim grew together tens of years together. Why tens? They didn't get married. There was no Shiduchim. They got married very late. 30, 40. So it was very, 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 very connected with each other. When a Bokr got married, only 5 Bokrim would go to the wedding. His 5 closest Chaverim would go, and no one else would go, even if it was a short way away. That's what he remembers. He says, nowadays, people go for everything, for chasnas, for wedding, for sherbach, they even travel overseas for a wedding. So, Rav Chaska Abramsky, the author of the Chazon Yecheskel, once asked the Bocher, where were you? I didn't see you in Seder yesterday. The Bocher said, I had a wedding. Said Rav Chaska, in all of my yeshiva life, I only went to two weddings. One wedding was to my sister, and the second wedding was my own wedding. That was it. What? No. Rav Chaska Abramsky. No, it's not me. Halavai. Says I once heard. Says the Moshe Shmuel. I heard from a business Zalman Meltzer. Now people ask him. People are surprised. Why is it Yeshivas Volozhin, the great Yeshivas Volozhin, the Bachrim came out to be of such great caliber? And nowadays we also have yeshivas and we don't see the same quality of result. People are asking, the people are surprised. Says Rabbi Zalman, Ani tamei al tmiaschem. I'm surprised that you're surprised. You know what the Seder Yom was in Volozhin? Says the Beinonim would be learning 16 hours a day. But no one would learn less than 14 hours a day. And a day meant Friday Shabbos as well. It meant Nisan, it meant Tishrei. There was no Ben Azmanim. It was 24/7. So you're surprised? What do you think? Nowadays, already Thursday night is where things start to slow down. The challenge shops are already busy. People already hanging out. Thursday night already doing preparation, starting the batola, and Friday and Shabbos and Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. Only then things get back to normal. As Mahashafta, what do you think? So you're surprised that people don't develop the same way? Says the Moshe Shmuel, when I learned in the Mir, in Yeshiva Smir, I remember at 12:45, the light would be turned off for a second to warn people. Then in 5 minutes' time, the light would be turned off legamri, completely. They're given a 5 minute warning. And it says, and then everyone went to bed. By 1 o'clock, everyone was in bed, and everyone got up for shacharis. And this was on. That's how they learned the whole day, and this on Friday Shabbos as well. No difference. So the stipler, he toned things down. The stipler said, he gave anacha, reduction. Said the stipler, you need 8 hours sleep. Quite a chiddush. 8 hours sleep. 2 hours davening. For your shachris, mincha, mariv, it's also quite generous. Not 1 hour, 2 hours. And 2 hours to eat and do your errands. Okay? 8 plus 2 plus 2 is 12. But the other 12 is learning nonstop. Gave a reduction, took us down. Okay. So this is what we learned. So what does it mean for us? I don't think we're at that level that we could put in so many hours. But at least the time we have, we are committed. It has to be real. We have to take it seriously. Lekol HaPochus, join tefillah. Turn your phone off. That Lekol HaPochus. Even if the chazan hasn't yet started Chazor Zashatz, don't flick your phone because you won't stop. You'll be in a different place. Lekol HaPochus. And the time you have to learn, at least turn the phone off. Don't be available. Or don't answer the phone. That's the Torah teaching us. The Yitzchok says Rav Avraham Rambam. Why did Yitzchok go? Because he was coming back anyway. So he went to the Rifka. But because he's coming back. But were he to be going there, he would have told, I'm sorry, I have a pre-commitment. I cannot meet you right now. You have to wait. The Medrash in this week's parasha, Avram Zokin Bo Bayomim, came with his days. In this week's Haftorah, V'Amelech David Zokin Bo Bayomim, says the Medrash, V'Yu Chai Yisara. Rabbi Kiva was giving a drasha. Yosef Adoresh, probably the Kisrei Oisiyos, probably being drasha and the Tagim. Vatzibur misnamnim. The tzibur were dozing off. Bikesh le'iron. He wanted to wake them up. Omar, he said, why is it that Esther, she ruled over 127 Medinos? What merit did she have to rule over so many Medinos? Hello, Tovoy Esther. She is a bas bito shel Sarah. Esther was son of Sarah's descendant. She chaisa kuf chav zayin, that Sarah lived 127 years, and therefore her descendant Esther ruled over 127 Medinos. Atkan. And the question is, Ma Kesher, what's the message? Okay, sounds interesting. 127. What does this have to do with the price of cheese? What message was Rabbi Kiva telling them? Hello, the pshat is that if you think 127 medinos, every medina is comprised of cities. Every city is comprised of streets. Every street is comprised of houses. It's a schus. It's a merit to rule over so many. Right? People want more and more. So obviously, if the 127 of Sarah every day, every year gave a medina, and every month gave a city, and every day gave a street, every hour gave a building, every moment gave an apartment. You're teaching them, appreciate the moment. Cherish the moment. You may be tired. You should know every moment makes a difference. Look, that sorrow. Because of sorrow, Esther ruled over 127 medinos. So appreciate the time. Maximize your time. And we've said previously the moshul of Rav Noach Weinberg, the story he gave of the bocha traveling on the bus, and in front of him was a man who took out a dollar, opened the window and threw it out the window. And then 5 minutes later, again he takes out a dollar and opens the window and throws it out. And 5 minutes later, again, he opens the window and throws out a dollar. And every 5 minutes, throwing dollars out the window, I'm a shugan, I'm nish normal. And that's it, the whole journey is throwing dollars out the window. This old man, that's what he was doing. And when they arrive at their destination, the old man turns to the boch and says, please forgive me, I'm out of money. Can you give me some money? I'm desperate. I'm out. Chvonus. Bacha says, you are crazy. I saw in my own eyes what you did with the money. You chucked out the window. Atame shuga. And the old man says to him, and I threw money out the window? And what were you doing with your time? Didn't you throw money out the window? Time is money. You have your precious life. What were you doing on the journey? Nothing. Daydreaming. You're playing computer games. No? Isn't that wasting money? You're better than me? That was the marshal that Moshe Weinberg will bring to that boim bayomim, to make the best of our time, our precious time, our life. Don't throw it out the window, don't waste it. We meet the kvura, the death of Sarah, the whole purchase of the Ma'oras HaMachpelah, the discussion between Bnei Ches and Avraham. Where Bnei Ches, they tell Avraham, Shmoinu Adoni, Nisi Elokim Atabut B'Seichenu, of course you can bury your mace. And the Torah goes into great detail, telling us the whole transaction, how it went through. What's the message? Why is the Torah telling me all this? Says the Ramban. This Ramban is to be found in Pasuk Yud Tes. V'nichtava zoysa parsha. This parsha has been written Lo'idia chazdei Hashem im Avram, to teach us the chesed that Hashem did to Avram, that he was a nasi elokim ba'aretz shebalo gosham. He didn't make a campaign. He didn't present himself for the presidential elections. He was a stranger who came to town. Yet they all looked up to him. They called him Adoni, they called him. They called him Nasi Elokim. He was a Sar V'Godol. They looked up to him as a great person. And therefore it's teaching us the Chazdei Hashem, that even in his lifetime, the bracha of Agad Lo Shmecha V'yeh bracha got fulfilled. He was the kiyum of the Agad Lo Shmecha. Furthermore, the Chazdei Hashem that his wife was merited to be buried B'Nachras Hashem. Sarah was buried B'Nachras Hashem. Also to tell us where they're buried, we have to respect Kivrei Avos. Zeis of the Ramban teaching us now the Chazdei Hashem. V'Rabbi Seinu Amru, but the Ramban brings the Rabbi Seinu say that this was actually a nisoyon of Avraham. It was a nisoyon that he had to buy a plot of land to bury Sarah. He couldn't find it till he actually paid for it. It was a nisoyon Hashem had promised him Eretz Yisrael, and here we are. He has to, like a schnorr, has to beg and pay a fortune of money to get a plot of land to bury Sarah. It was a nisoyon. So what's the bottom line? Why is this parasha written? Is it written to teach us Chazdei Hashem? How wonderful, Nasi Elokim Adoni. Or was it written to tell us the Nisoyan that even during his wife died because of that Kedah, still he has to haggle and deal with these crooks and buy the land when Hashem promised me, come on, a game is a game, the game's over, come on, can't I bury my wife like a mensch? You promised me the land at such a time of my life. I you can't give it to me. That was a nisoyon. So is this parasha written as a nisoyon, as a trial, or is it written to tell us Chazdei Hashem? Seems to be a different explanation to the Ramban. Derech HaPshat, the Ramban learns it's teaching us Chazdei Hashem. According to the Chazal, it's teaching us the Nisoyon. I saw an amazing pshat of Apsimcha Zissel Breida, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in Hebron, in a sefer called the Sham Derech. He says, it's all true. It's a Nisoyon and it's Chazdei Hashem. And what it's teaching us is that we tend to see things black or white. When things go well, the world's so beautiful, I love everyone, things are so good, Hashem's so kind. When things go bad, we get depressed, everything's black, what am I here for, who needs to live? What's the world created for? Where's Hashem? Hashem hates me. When things are difficult, All we see is the bad, is the negative. We see what we're missing. What the chiddush is happening over here? Can you simultaneously be going through an nisoyon, a trouble, a difficult time? Can you simultaneously still recognize the chesed? When you're grappling, when it's difficult, nisoyon, there's Avraham Avinu who was successful, but he could have thought, come on, why can't I get the land for free? Come on, you promised it to me. Can you still recognize simultaneously, Chazdei Hashem, Vagadlo Shmecho, Adoni, Nesi Elokim? Can you still see that? Or it's all black. It's all negative. All you can see is the half empty part of the cup. Or can you simultaneously, as you're observing the cup is half empty, can you still recognize it's also half full? That's a tremendous message. Because we tend to see, when things are difficult, we see everything black. We forget that we're healthy, we're still breathing, we can still walk, we still have a roof over our heads. We have a bracha, Hashem sends a person, the bracha is still there. But when things go bad, when we're going through an Nisayon, we forget, we don't recognize, we can't see it anymore. We can't see the good bracha we have. We can't do them both together. Chazal tell us a story of Rabbi Akiva, who got married, and they're very poor. All they had was straw to lie on. And the Yoh Novi knocked at the door. And he disguised himself as an Oni, and he asked, do you have any straw to lend me? And said Rabbi Akiva, look, told his wife, there's some people who don't even have straw. Isn't that amazing? That is, it was difficult, it wasn't easy. But you could still see the bracha. You know what? It could be worse. Some people don't even have straw to lie on. So that's a beautiful idea we're learning from over here. All the Ramban says is true. It's an Isayan. It's also a Zman bracha. And if we recognize the bracha, even when things are going tough, things will be much easier. We recognize that Hashem's still with us. We don't understand why and what. It's an Isayan. But still appreciate and enjoy and benefit from the bracha you do have. Because everyone has bracha. We meet. Meeting Avraham. Chesed, Rivka, also, it's incredible chesed, overwhelming chesed, it doesn't even make sense. As the pasuk says, Hanaro ashoima aleho, hatino kadech veeshteh. I'll ask her for some water, v'oma sheseh v'gam gvolecho eshke. I'll give you and your camels a drink. Why? Eliezer has a whole group of these strong slaves. Why should a girl, a little girl, why should she pour water for the camels? Makara. Makasha, do it yourself. Chesed. Just to give. Says Rashi, oh, she's a gomeres chasod. Oitzor chachto. She's a gomeres chasodim. She should enter the house of Avraham. In the Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel, Oisu Gimel, he says the mitzvahs esse chamurais. There are certain mitzvahs esse chamurais which people are negligent about. The second example he brings is Gmilus Chasodim. It's a mitzvah esse. And Gmilus Chasodim is greater than Tzedakah. Because Tzedakah is only for Anim. And Gmilus Chasodim is for rich and for poor. Mishnovos, Ashrei Shedvar Moilam Oimed, La Torah, V'Avoid V'Gmilos Chasodim. Tzedakah you can only do with your money. Gmilos Chasodim you can do with your money and with yourself, with your body. And says the Shai Tshuva, amazing sentence. Ki Chayov Odo Mitroyach. A person has to trouble himself. Bedrishas toiv la'amoy. Bedrishas toiv la'amoy. Looking and seeking to do good to Hashem's nation. Velishkoid ba'amal nafshay. To be bothered, to be troubled. Al takonas chaveiroi, how to help someone else. Im dal vim oshir. Whether he's poor, whether he's rich. Can I help him? V'zeit min achamurois. It's from the mitzvah achamurois. Umin aikorim and idrashim in odom. And from the main points that the Hashem, that a person is charged, is nidrash to do. Sh'ne'emar, higid lecha odom ma toiv. U'ma Hashem doresh mecha. Ki masois mishpat v'avas chesed. So the Shari Tshuva told us, he uses the Lashon of drishas toiv la'amoy, to be doresh toiv. Does this ring a bell? Who have we heard in Tanakh? Who do you know was a doresh toiv? Mordechai. Purim, that's right. It says over there, ki Mordechai Yehudi, the last pasuk, Mishneh Melech HaShveirois, God al Yehudim, Rotzeh Leivechov, doresh toiv la'amoy. Says Ibn Ezra, what does it mean, doresh toiv la'amoy? Dailoi sheyaseh toiv la'asher yidrshenu mi'imoy. It's enough. You want to be a good person? Someone asks you a favor, you help him. A dir, right? It would be enough. If you asked to help, you help. But that dai will be enough. V'inei hu doresh la'asher toiv. A doresh toiv is a person who takes the initiative. It's not just if he's asked, listen, we need someone to tidy up the shul, we need someone to help this old lady carry the bags. No, I'll do it. A bad person will say no. I'm a good person. If that might ask you, I'll help. A doresh toiv is someone who takes the initiative, is looking, and he takes the step, he's proactive in doing chesed. And that's what the Shari Tshuva is telling us. Bedrishas toiv la'amoy. It's from the chamurois. Sogim and chesed. And therefore Rivka, she volunteered, I'll give you camels a drink. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yudayin one place, says over there, Keshetofsu Rabbi Elazar ben Parta, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyo. They were caught. Omale Rabbi Elazar ben Parta, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyo. Ashrecho shenitfasta al dovra echot. You only did one offense. He taught Torah Barabim. Oy li shenitfasti al chamisha dvarim. He was accused for doing five offenses. Rashi says they were lilois. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Ashrecho shenitfasta al chamisha dvarim vata nitzol. Happy to you, even though you've been accused of five offenses, you'll be saved. Oy li shenitfasti al dovra echot veini nitzol. Woe to me that I've done one offense and I will not be saved. Why? Shato sakta batoyro ubigmilus chasodim. You combine gmilus chasodim as well. Vani lo sakti ele terrible vat. Confesses abchinim and tradioin. I was only oisik batoyro. I wasn't involved with gmilus chasodim. And therefore what? Says the Gemara. Dom Ravuna. A person who only learns Torah and doesn't do Gminas Chasodim, doime kimishe einoi eloka. As a thief, he has no God. A person who does just Torah, if he's not involved in Gminas Chasodim, it's as if he has no God. He's not precarious. He's Rashi. He doesn't have Hashem to help him. He doesn't have a tzolah. Ask the Gemara. Chinim and Tradyoin, he did what Noesin given us Chasodim. He was a gabbard stalker. And whenever he was in doubt, he would give up his own money and pay Danim. So what do you mean he wasn't involved in Gwinus Chasodim? Says the Gemara, Meibad Ovad. Of course he was involved in Gwinus Chasodim. But Kedabai Leiloi Ovad. He didn't do as he could have done. He did, but he could have done more. And therefore, Kimisha Ein Eloka. And therefore, Chinim Tradin says, I won't be saved. You did dwell in Gvidos HaSodin, you'll be saved. So Dr. Meiri on the spot. Says Meiri, Afal-P, anyone who doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of the Torah will be punished. What's special? Obviously, if you didn't do what the Torah said, be punished. But, so why is the Oisik Batoira and doesn't do Chesed, why is he worse off? Because the Oisik Batoira, Ve'eina Mekayim Nesivoseo Shal Torah. A person who's Oisik Batoira knows Ratzon Hashem. He knows Ratzon Koinoi. And what is it? Ligmoil Chasodim Nabriyais Kefir Choltoi. To be good to people as much as you can. That's the Nesivos Seir Shel Torah. So if you know about it, you get to, and you don't do it, that means you're Perek Ol Shamayim from yourself. Because you know what Hashem wants. You know Hashem wants you to be Ligmoil Chasodim Kefir Choltoi. And you don't do it, that's Prikas all V'Doimi Kimishayin Eloka. See, the Seir of Torah is Ratzon Hashem is Ligmoil Chasod in Kfiya Yecholes. Amazing, amazing. Musagim in Chesed, Gmilus Chasodim. Not just you ask for help, but to be proactive. Does it apply to the family, to your wife? Is yours about to, is it Chesed to help her? Mashallah. New concepts in Gmilus Chasodim. And that's how Beis Avraham was built. That's how Beis Rivka was built. Avraham, in Perek Chofei Pasuk Ches, passes away. Vayigva vayomas Avraham b'sever toivo. Zokein v'soveya. Avram passes away in good, ripe, old age. Zokein v'soveya. He's satisfied. Says the Ramban, what does it mean, satisfied? Shiro kol mishalois liboy. All his wants, his wishes were fulfilled. V'sova kol toiv. He didn't desire for anything else more. He had all that he desired. Hashem berach Avraham b'koil. V'usipu chasde Hashem b'tzadikim. It's teaching us to chasde Hashem to the tzadikim. That Hashem gives them what they want. But continues the Ramban. So the Ramban. Umida toivo v'hem shlo yis'avu b'moisreis. Says Ramban. This is also a midah tov about the tzaddik. He doesn't desire unnecessary things. He desires necessary things. Parnasa, mishpacha, health. These are all necessary. That's not moisturize. But he doesn't desire moisturize. He doesn't desire to have a third car. Doesn't desire to have a summer house in Switzerland. Doesn't desire to have a private jet. Doesn't desire to have a royal yacht. Why? Because says Ramban, because like Moshe Neimar b'Shar Noshim, Oyev Kesef Lo Yizba Kesef. Person who loves money will never be satisfied with money. And Odim Yoytzim in Olam b'Chetzi Tavosa b'Yodoi. The person that wants 100 gets 100, wants 200 gets 200, wants 400. You never be satisfied. We learn from this Ramban. Avram got all the bracha. He got Hashem berachas Avram b'kol. But had he wanted moisturize, he would never have been happy. You can get all the bracha in the world, but if you still desire moisturize, you'll never be satisfied. You'll be oyv kesef lo yizba kesef. It's a midah tov in a tzaddik. Therefore, how important it is. If you want to appreciate the bracha Hashem sends you, has to be that you define what you want, what you need. The billionaires, they're still working. The biggest billionaires in the world are still, they're still working hard to make more money. Makara, they could live for another 300 years and not run out. They could be throwing $1,000 out the window every day. Every 5 minutes, they wouldn't finish. Actually, over medicine, they still have more money to throw out. So what are you working so hard for? Because Oyev Kesef raised by Kesef. They want more. They want to make the enterprise, the empire, even bigger. Right? Oyev Kesef raised by Kesef. Then you know, appreciate the bracha. To have enough in the bracha to appreciate is only if you don't desire moisturize, things which are unnecessary, then you can appreciate bracha, which will be a savor. Next year we'll be discussing kvura, and how about if there's a lack of space to bury people, can we make kvura bekomot? Can we stack people up? Is that right? Is that wrong? Is that possible? Is also as a mutter to stack people up, what's called kvura bekomot? Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.